When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, The Weeknd also dropping in the fall, so he's been dropping some snippets as well.
Yeah, I've seen them briefly, but I never actually took it in. Like, was it like him as a kid or something? I've seen a lot of pictures and stuff like that. Not
yeah,
him as a kid, but like a kid, like representation.
Yeah, so it's him as a kid. So I mean, I have it here.
Get my live reaction with this.
So you've never seen any of these, huh?
No. Oh.
Okay, yeah, so he has
three. There are three chapters in this tale, okay?
So I'm guessing that he's talking about the trilogy, right? The
one I hope it's better than Idol, that's for sure.
Idol, go back and watch the show. That show,
okay.
So this was the first one that he dropped.
Okay.
Looks like he's revisiting some former character.
The former character that was that. That's After Hours. After Hours Weeknd.
And he's playing After Hours. This is Until I Bleed Out. It looks like he's switching back and forth between After Hours and Until I Bleed Out.
I like the visuals. Visuals are cool. Very, I don't know, it's called CGI, something like that. Animations.
This is Don FM.
Okay, the Don FM Weeknd. All right. Another interesting character. Great album. Don't get me wrong. Don
Yeah,
FM was something.
incredible album.
He's doing some Westworld vibes here.
So that mask is in a lot of different videos. So
Yeah, no, this
I'm
is
guessing
definitely
how.
not for children. Quite spooky. Rated R, I would say.
So there's the kid that you were talking about that you've been seeing images of.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a bit of this. That's what Abel looked like as a youth.
Pardon?
That's how Abel looked like as a youth.
It's very possible, you know.
There are three chapters. So now, what do you mean by that? In this tale, so
So
is he dropping a three pack? Like, what
so
are the
I'm guessing,
Weeknders
like,
saying? What do you call the Weeknd fans? Weekenders?
it's EXO, you know, it's just your EXO, you know.
That's fact. EXO, EXO, yeah.
So I think what it is, because remember, we did an episode about this a couple years ago. We were talking about how, you know, The Weeknd was like, we're in a trilogy, and then Drake said, like, he was dropping a trilogy of his own. And I had speculation that he was saying that to troll The Weeknd. Which, in hindsight, with all the events that happened, I was pretty damn accurate, but I must say so myself. But we did an episode about that, and he was saying that this is a trilogy. So After Hours to Don FM to what this third unknown project will be. So I'm guessing they're all connected in some way, and I think that visual that he.
Oh, okay. So there's three chapters, or two of the chapters already out. Well,
yes.
Two of the chapters being After Hours and Don FM.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
And I
Okay.
think the culmination, right, based on how he describes, I think it all ultimately culminates to him I guess, quote unquote, killing off the Weekend character and just
True.
transitioning to just being Abel Tesfaye, right? I think that's
Yeah,
where he
that's
went.
been the rumor, right? Yeah, true.
So I think that's really the direction that he's like trying to go in with this, right? And I think he tried to do that with the whole not doing no more guest features with the whole Diddy thing. And I think Diddy had his scandal where it's like, yo, I can't end off on this note now, you know?
So I feel like, so are we gonna get like a fresh haircut now? Weekend character? Is that gonna be the able we get? A nice little
We might get
two-fade?
a we might get a low cut. We might see
Little
like
Caesar fade?
he might do it, or he might just do like clean shaven, get rid of the mustache and everything. Because like,
Jeez.
okay,
That'd be crazy. I mean, I would appreciate that.
do you
Because
see
now he's
this
really
picture
going in
here?
depth with the characters.
Do you see this picture right here where it says what we know? It's the same thing as his, like, I think his Instagram profile picture is. So it's kind of like half adult face, half kid face. So I kind of think it's kind of like a rebirth, like he's rebirthing himself as no longer the Weeknd, but Abel Tesfaye, right? And I think that's probably the new look he's gonna go for. And I think he has a project that he's doing with Apple, like with their Vision Pro. So is he doing a movie? Is he doing a short film? Because I know he was filming, like around last year, he was kind of doing a movie. And there was a kid version of him. So I don't know if it was a movie, if it's a musical project. So that part I don't know. But I have to, I'm guessing all of this is connected.
I mean, I'll give it to the weekend. He does roll out a project very well. He's very creative in the way he goes about it. He really tells a story, with everything he does. So I'm definitely interested to see this third chapter in
And
his tale for sure.
then even too, and then yeah, even too, because he's doing stadium, he's doing a stadium show in São Paulo, Brazil. So I seen something about it where basically it's stuff that he's never done before. It's gonna be new music. So my personal theory is that he's probably gonna do an album release at that stadium, where he's going to perform these tracks for the first time, right? And then he's going to drop the album after. I don't know. I'm guessing. I'm speculating here. But that would be a pretty amazing way to release, to roll this album out, because the hype is there, right? And then
Yeah,
this is,
it definitely is.
yeah, this is the second trailer that he dropped as well. Want to check this one out? All right, let's do it. And by the way, like, this is probably an epilepsy trigger warning. There's a lot of strobe flashing lights at the beginning. So anyone
Gotta
that's
give man
watching this,
seizures out here. That's crazy.
yeah, so anyone, it was the same thing with the Take My Breath video, actually. It was supposed to be released in a theater, but because of the flashing lights, they couldn't do it because of epilepsy trigger warning. So you know, I'm just gonna do my due diligence and put that warning out there for anyone that's watching this.
Smart man. Let you go. I don't like you. Without just find the sweet won't be so without feeling it. I don't know the I something
There's that mask again.
This is looking like an insidious, gosh. No, That's a kid.
But these are like the
Femme.
figures that we've been seeing all throughout
From
Donald
Donna
Trump.
Femme. Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely telling a story. Very dark, cryptic, demonic story.
And obviously, there's the After Hours and Don FM's character.
Yeah.
And this song is actually interesting because a few back in 2020, he kind of played this on Instagram Live, right? Just like a little snippet of it. And people always kind of wondered, okay, what song is this, right? There's always that curiosity. What song is it? You know, when is he putting it out? And it was kind of given a title amongst his fan base called Hold Your Heart, right? And then so now that he actually kind of put it in a snippet, it kind of re-intensified that anticipation that it's actually going to see the light of day, you know? So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the visuals look cool. The story seems quite vivid. And it seems like it, again, it's been a three project story, right? And he
Yeah.
gave us different characters. He introduced the characters. He explained the characters with videos, visuals, music. And now he's going into the third act, right? So.
Yeah. But not like with all these different like visuals, right, that he's showing, because I do notice that like in many of his videos, sometimes he's like depicting an older version of himself. Like a newer version of himself killing off the older version of himself, right?
Yeah.
So, what do you kind of make of these visuals that you're seeing? Like, do you kind of think it's following that same kind of trend?
What it seems like is the After Hours weekend seems like almost like the devil, right? Or not even the devil, sorry, that's a bad term, or just like the evil weekend or the dark side of the weekend, right? And then that was almost like it was like a high for him where he was falling in all the t temptations of the casino life, partying, drugs, fun, of all that. He's at a high, and then that character dies, right? And then that goes into the act of Don FM, right? And then it's almost like he's entered into this underground, right? Which could be seen as hell, maybe. Looking at those the characters in red. And then now with this third act, it seems like there's something where you're in this last visual, it seems like that like someone from above, or maybe like a heaven and hell type comparison right there, where someone's trying to pull him out of the darkness and into the light.
Yeah, it's
That
interesting.
that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. So this means one of two things. If that's what you're getting, it means one of two things. Either he's a really good and vivid storyteller, or you're a closeted Weekend fan, bro. Which one? But that's kind of the sense that I'm getting too. Like, I think
I was just good, very good at reading comprehension when I was young. Yeah.
Yeah, because I kind of get like, yeah, After Hours was kind of like, you know, like pain, like, you
Yeah.
know, pain and sin, like falling,
Yeah.
into that. And I think
Yeah.
Don FM is kind of like the regret. It kind of led to the regret, and you see like the old man, you know, elderly kind of represents like, you know, kind of reaching closer to end of life, right? And
Yeah.
the regret that kind of comes with it. And then I think now it's kind of like it's a
And you're
rebirth.
seeing all your demons from
Yeah.
your past. Yeah.
And now it's kind of like, okay, now you kind of reach like the end, right?
Yeah.
Because that's really what Don FM, even at its core, really kind of meant. It was meant to be like in a state of like purgatory and right. So it's kind of like now you're rebirthed as this kid. And it's like, so you're going to see in this next clip too, the last one that he plays. So it's kind of good that you're seeing this for the first time, right? So I don't want to give too much away, but we're going to watch it now anyways. But it looks like whoever that figure was, which I believe that figure kind of is the character of his mother. So it's kind of like he's being born again, and it's kind of like the sins of the past life are trying to come back and reel you in.
Really
And it's
back
kind of
in.
like, but then there's also the opportunity to turn a new leaf and become a different man, Abel Tesfaye kind of thing. So I think that's kind of like that internal struggle that these things kind of represent. But this is really the final clip that he released, and he teases, you know, two different songs now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And you see, you have the house there. And he looks like he's wearing traditional Ethiopian garments, right? Yeah, that looks like a Orthodox Ethiopian traditional garments.
What are those things on the ground?
Looks like balloons, like popped balloons.
Balloons? Okay.
So I'm wondering if this ties into like the whole House of Balloons theme. Because that was a part of the weekend's story, you know?
Going back in time. Because the time's reversing
That's
right
the
there.
hairstyles.
You can change your
So maybe he's going
name.
back to a low cut. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, so I'm saying the low cut is coming, fam. The two in the taper. The wave cut two in the taper.
Ready for the chase. That looks like he's in church.
They'll always find a way. Yeah, see, I like this for the weekend. This is good for him. He needs this. Get away from Metro and Future.
You can ask forgiveness even when you
Well, are we gonna get a gospel album like
pray.
yay?
Well,
Jeez.
that could just be the new direction. See, it looks like a mother, right? His mother.
It never be the same.
It's so crazy how right when he shows the visual of his mother, it's like my mama told me. So it's kind of like
Yeah, it's definitely that. Yeah.
That was some pretty good visual. Like, these are some pretty good visuals.
No, they are for sure. It's very like intriguing. There's a lot to pick up on. It's different too. It's like, I
Yeah.
wonder.
And
Yeah, I
plus
mean,
you see like the different like hairstyles too, right? Like you see the different hairstyles that he had. So I think there's a lot of credence to the stuff that we were saying.
Yeah, I gotta see the Easter egg type recaps on that, because I feel like there's me watching it now, like just off your screen sharing, like I feel like there's definitely still things I'm missing with it.
Yeah, I tried to give you some, without really giving too much away.
Yeah, I gotta do the science on myself for sure.
Yeah, or honestly, low key, you probably already did, and you're just trying to. I'm kidding. It's okay, bro. This is this is a safe space. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'll follow. I'll go along for the third act. I'm
Yeah.
already two acts in, so I might as well follow with
Yeah.
it.
I'm just saying, like, obviously I was happy when Don FM dropped, right? I know a certain man, and I'm not talking about me, that posted on his Instagram story a track off of Don FM.
Yeah, I
So
probably posted a few tracks, to
you
be
did, yeah.
honest,
So
but
I mean, I
hey.
knew you liked the album more than you're letting on, Although I will be fair, you did say it was a good album,
Yeah.
but
I'll
you
give it. I
tried.
mean, his last After Hours and Donovan were both phenomenal albums for sure.
Yeah, honestly, this is like he's another. He's probably the only artist I could think of off the top of my head right now that really doesn't have a miss in his catalog. And I
Yeah.
think there's different approaches that people can take to music. Like, for example, like Drake, obviously, he's always putting out content, keeping his audience fed, right? The thing with The Weeknd is he takes his time with his music, but
Yeah.
it's always quality, it's always thoughful, right?
Like I feel like we try to throw a stain on his jacket with Kiss Land, but then it aged amazing. And then Starboy, we're like, so poppy, but like there's just hits on that. So they're undeniable. And then a lot of his other work, like I can't see where he missed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you actually go down his catalog, he doesn't miss. Like, Kiss Land is a cult classic, right?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't get the mainstream acclaim,
But when
but
you go back, like there's just some,
incredible album.
yeah.
And I think even too, and I'm glad he sees the value in that album, because if you look at the transitions he did with Don FM, a lot of it he
Yeah.
tapped into from Kiss Land in terms of their transitions as well.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy that he actually does see the value in it. And I'm glad that he revisited.
I'll say Beauty Behind the Madness isn't the greatest.
That was an incredible album, bro. You didn't like it?
I don't think it's the greatest. It has. I mean, the thing is, with all his albums, there's songs that are just like bangers that you'll know of, like Often and The Hills and Tell Your Friends and Earned It, like Dark Times, Ed Sheeran and Prisoner. Like it has misses on it, but like, yeah, that's what I said. It has misses on it though.
I think what he was trying to do with that album is what he didn't get the chance to do with Kiss Land. Because what he tried to do with Kiss Land is he tried to maintain his mixtape sound while trying to appeal to a mainstream audience, right?
True, like
And
it was a mix of pop. That's why Ed
yeah.
Sheeran's on it, Lana Del Rey,
Yeah.
but
So
like,
I think with Beauty Behind the Madness, what that album was meant to signify is his arrival to the mainstream, right? And while also still trying to keep his roots with his core audience while
yeah.
also expanding. So I think that's why you see that discography, the way that catalog, like that particular album, the way
Yeah.
that it is and the way it's structured, the way that it is, right?
Yeah,
But
but then after that,
overall,
we see the hair's gone, and then he's into Starboy, because that was the transition, the Beauty Behind the Madness, and then into Starboy,
and if you look, he
cut
kind
out
of
the braids
followed,
and then
and I think,
fully
yeah,
pop.
and I think he kind of followed that same mold where he was trying to go further into the pop sound, but also still trying to like kind of hold on to those roots, right? And then I think that's why you kind of have tracks like Sidewalk, 6 Feet Under, you know what I mean? It's like he's still trying to like kind of hold on to that. And then My Dear Melancholy, I think that was just a good project for the
Yeah,
state.
that's just a project. Yeah, it's like an EP.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just for the state that I think just for the space that he was in mentally, creatively, personally, I think that was just a
Yeah, because
project
that
for that
was he
moment.
was going through it with the girl that Drake took from, right? Yeah.
tried to take from him. But hey, like Drake said, y'all, I did was lip lock with her, you know? So I think
So what is that really? Yeah,
he
sure.
tried, you know, he tried,
Yeah.
but like, and then and I think by After Hours, like, yo, I mastered it. Like, I think After Hours was just like, yo, I've mastered,
The blend.
yeah, I've mastered the blend. I know how to do it like effortlessly and seamlessly. And then he did it. And then Don FM, it was just meant to be a cohesive, nice
But then
body of
that
work.
trilogy is going into another trilogy in itself, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And honestly, I think after this third album, I don't know this to be true. I just think he's gonna start leaning in more to like his Hollywood acting slash film writing
Yeah.
bag. I think that's where he's gonna come
Possibly.
in for next.
Possibly. Yeah. Because then it ends it off on whatever the good note is of the whole weekend character, and then he can go back to being able and being
Yeah.
like an actual like brand in himself as a as able. So I could see that.
Yeah, because you know, like, okay, much respect to him and Drake for their longevity. Like, these guys are veterans, they're legends, right? But like, we're forgetting, like these brothers, like, they're getting older, you know what I mean? Like, Drake is what, 37, turning 38 this year, if I'm not mistaken. Right? The Weeknd, he turned 34 this year, right? So I mean, they're still young, yes. They're young in terms of like age, but in terms of like the music industry, this kind of success is unprecedented, unheard of, right? So it's kind of like he wanted to kind of like experiment and get into different things. I think that's where The Weeknd is kind of getting into. And I think eventually, yeah, he's gonna get back into music. I don't think he's gonna leave that behind, but I think now he just kind of wants to tap into a different bag, you know? And I don't blame him.
Again, like I said, as long as it's not idle, then we're good, right?
Hey,
So,
maybe the idol will be like the Kiss Land of his film catalog. Because, bro, I will say this.
it's gonna, we'll see.
I'm saying I seen an article where someone's like, yo, you, I can't remember what publication it was, but I'll post a
Maybe
screenshot
it
here
was the vault. It's probably the vault, I
though.
think.
No. There was a publication. I'll post a screenshot here. I'll show my receipts, but there was a publication that was like, man, I was actually wrong about that show. And they a year later they realized it was a good show.
Yeah,
So
that was Chat GPT. I know those prompts work. Yeah, I know how to prompt on Chat GPT for sure. That's not too hard.
definitely a lot of exciting things to look forward to, you know, this fall with music, you know, the
Yeah.
weekend dropping.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.